Hey, grown-ups, eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. My partner and I have been working really late hours lately, so it's been so wonderful to have these no-fuss, no-mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Head to factormeals.com/tales50. That's T-A-L-E-S 50, and use code TALES50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's code TALES50 at factormeals.com/TALES50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box, while your subscription is active. Hey, grown-ups, I have something exciting to share with you. There's a brand new kids podcast out now that I think you're going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. This show is perfect if you love adventures, solving riddles, and maybe even some wacky math problems. But I need a little help from some new friends to tell you more. Max and Molly, take it away.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a brand new podcast called Mysteries About True Histories.
Does that sound serious enough?
Max, we only have 30 seconds for this promo. Just tell them how your mysterious aunt recruited us into a secret order of problem solvers who travel time and have epic adventures.
I don't have to. You just did.
Catch new episodes of Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Tailblazers! I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Before we get started, I'd like to send some very special shout-outs to Emmanuel Sitkoff in New Jersey, Lois, Lucy Bradbury, Emma in Raleigh, North Carolina, and Ruby, and wish a very happy birthday to Alessia, Mika, Cascadia, and Greta in Maine. Greta, Cascadia, Mika, Alessia, Ruby, Emma, Lucy, Lois, and Emmanuel, thank you all so much for listening to Girl Tales. Grown-ups, if you would like to hear your child's name at the top of our next tale, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Now on to our episode, another Goose Girls episode. This is A Little Red Riding Howliday. Enjoy!
Happy holidays from Lucy Honker, the goose with the juice. Being Mother Goose's wing gal has its ups and downs. The ups? Knowing the true stories behind the girls of Mother Goose rhymes. The downs? Down jackets, sleeping bags. Let's not go there. But guess what? Besides strong, smart, brave goose girls, I have the tea on some strong, smart, brave grip girls. It began one Christmas Eve when the brothers Grimm, Jacob and Wilhelm, wanted a goose for Christmas. Well, I took it as an invitation. So were the boys surprised when I showed up at their door with hot Apfelkuchen and a bottle of Lieframilch? But food isn't all we exchanged. I told Jake and Will some true goose girl stories, and they told me the real story of Little Red Riding Hood. And that is one present I am not returning. So here it is for you to unwrap. The holiday story of the Little Red Riding Hood. the real story. Little Red Riding Hood wore her red cape everywhere. She wasn't a superhero, but a super baker with a sweet dream to one day bake goodies in her own cafe. But in Little Red's town, cafes were a dime a dozen. Plus, she was just a kid, so baking for friends and family would have to do. So when Red's grandma planned a fabulous party to celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, Red was in charge of baking and bringing the holiday goodies. There was just one problem, as Red told her grandma over the phone.
Grandma, your cabin is in the woods, and the woods are full of bears.
Bears? There are no bears in these woods, sweetie. A couple of wolves, maybe, but no bears.
Wait, did you say wolves?
Oh, gotta go. I've got virtual canasta in 3 minutes. Love ya.
Wolves in the woods was not what Red wanted to hear. She had never seen a wolf, but heard they were big, bad, and hangry. What would Little Red do?
I can't disappoint Grandma, so I have to do something.
Little Red did do something. She went online and searched wolves in the woods until one site caught her eye. Grabbing the phone, she said,
"Maybe this will work."
Hello, Captain Lydia Lobo, Studio for Wolf Defense. How can I help you?
I'd like to sign up for your Raised by Wolves Intensive Immersion Program.
Sign up, Little Red did. And after just a few classes...
Great warm-up, girls. Now I ask you, will howling wolves in the woods have a chance with Captain Lobo's warriors? That's what I'm talking about. Little Red, it's your day to review our wolf defense tactics. So, you're walking through the woods when you come face to fangs with a snarling, hungry wolf. First lesson, go!
Okay, first lesson, make a noise. Wave your hands in the air like you don't care and scream! Second lesson, look that wolf in the eye while stepping back slowly. He'll back away too, or dance the cha-cha. The last but not least lesson, climb a tree and throw fruits, acorns, even a squirrel. Small prey can save the day.
All right! That's a girl who's ready to take on the woods. Now, who's ready to take on those chocolate marshmallow brownies Little Red baked for the class?
Yay!
Little Red was ready. So the day of Grandma's party, she carried a basket of holiday treats through the woods to her cabin. There were peanut butter blossoms for Christmas, jelly donuts for Hanukkah, and Beniseed cookies for Kwanzaa.
These woods don't seem scary at all. I hear all kinds of chirping birds, and the tall green trees smell like pine.
Suddenly, Red smelled trouble. From out behind a tree charged her worst nightmare. A wolf! Remembering what she learned in class, Red waved her arms and made an ear-splitting sound.
Arr! Grr! Who's badder than a big bad wolf? This girl! So don't even think of eating me.
You? No way. Nothing personal. It's just that when I was a cub, Christmases meant wolfing down peanut blossoms like the ones in your basket. And is that a chocolate chip garnish I sniff? Be still, my lupine heart.
Little Red sighed with relief. What big teeth this wolf had. But each one was a sweet tooth. Handing the wolf a peanut butter blossom, she wolfed it down in a flash, just like the old times.
Talk about a Christmas memory! Did I mention that there are 12 days of Christmas? As in, Lord's a-leapin', maids a-milkin', all that jazz?
12 days of Christmas? Then I guess you'll need a peanut butter blossom for each day.
Little Red reached into her basket.
One peanut butter blossom plus 11 more equals 12. Merry Christmas!
The wolf thanked Red and disappeared into the woods. Little Red trekked on to Grandma's house until a voice called out.
Is that what I think it is? Would it kill me to take another whiff?
Who said that?
Little Red turned to see another wolf. The last wolf was friendly, but she couldn't take a chance. Remembering her second lesson, she walked backwards while looking the wolf in the eyes. What big eyes he had! But they were filled with tears.
Hey, are you okay?
Oh, they're happy tears. Those jelly donuts in your basket smell just like the ones my Bubby used to bake for Hanukkah. Bubby was my grandma!
Little Red was a sucker for grandmas, so she reached into her basket and gave the wolf a sugary, juicy jelly donut.
Now this donut made my Hanukkah. All 8 days of it. Hey, wanna play dreidel?
Wait, Hanukkah is 8 days? Then I guess you'll need these.
Little Red reached into her basket.
One jelly donut plus 7 equals 8. Happy Hanukkah!
The wolf thanked Red and disappeared into the woods. But as Little Red walked on, she didn't get far. Charging out of a nearby cave was another wolf.
Seriously? Here we go again.
Remembering Captain Lobo's last but not least lesson, Little Red climbed the nearest tree. From a high branch, she tossed down pears, persimmons, and pomegranates while shouting,
"Feast on this, bison breath! I'm not your wolf chow!"
The wolf didn't run. Instead, she smiled up at Red and said,
"Keep them coming, girl! On Kwanzaa, fruit symbolize the bounty of the harvest, but those Benicie cookies I smell in that basket, whoo, they symbolize yum!"
Red climbed down to meet the friendly wolf. What big ears she had! And were those acorn earrings? Cool! Red handed her one Benicie cookie. Before taking a bite, the wolf said,
"Thanks! Now, how will I make this fabulous cookie last 7 whole days? Did I mention the holiday of Kwanzaa is
7 days? Got it. One Bene cookie plus 6 more equals 7. Happy Kwanzaa!"
The wolf thanked Little Red again and disappeared into the woods. Red was happy for the friendly wolves she had met so far, so she went on her way with a light-hearted skip. But why was her basket so light, too? Red looked down and saw why.
Holy cannoli! I gave all my peanut butter blossoms, jelly donuts, and Bene seed cookies to the wolves. What will I tell Grandma?
Red dragged her empty basket through the woods, muttering all the way.
What was I thinking? How would I know wolves would love my Christmas peanut butter blossoms, my Hanukkah jelly donuts, my Kwanzaa Bene seed cookies? Hey, wait a minute.
Little Red froze to a stop as something clicked. Sure,
She had given the wolves all of her goodies, but the wolves had given her something too. They gave her the most awesome idea.
That's it. I'll make my dream come true, right here in the woods. I'll open my own cafe for hungry wolves, and I'll call it Grandma's.
Booyah! Little Red did make her dream come true, and her cafe for hungry wolves was a howling success. So successful that this Christmas, Red was able to give Grandma what she really wanted. A cold brew coffee maker and a gift card to QVC.
Plus, a basket of fresh baked holiday goodies for wolves and humans. Baked by yours truly.
As for me, Mother Gooseland is having its own holiday party tonight. And guess who's in charge of refreshments? This bird! Oh, that's Mother Goose calling now. Yeah, Ma? That's right. Humpty Dumpty is bringing the peppermint punch. He what? Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall and had a great fall. Okay, so we'll have eggnog. I've got to do everything. And now I've got to get that party started. So catch you next time for another Goose Girl story. The real story from me, Lucy Honker. Happy holidays. Gotta fly. Hey, Santa, you're in the goose lane. Hoo, hoo, hoo.
That was A Little Red Riding Howliday by Judy Kachka. Performed by Annie Hank and Eva Williams. Produced by Chad Shanai. Line produced by Harry Poster. Executive produced by Rebecca Cunningham. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts. Grown-ups, if you would like extra stories for your Tailblazers to listen to, like the original Alice's Adventures in Wonderland or The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, performed by me, well, there's only one place to get it. Head to patreon.com/girltales and join Team Dorothy or above. And grown-ups, you can also find Girl Tales and Cordelia Studios on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And hey, if you love this story, share it with a friend. Oh, and remember, I believe in you.
The Anna Princess.